Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Full Totness Breakfast Show with me, Julie Mullen, and I'll be here with you from 8 till 9 this morning. Oh, thank you, Vince Iden, for our lovely sting. So today on the programme, we'll be talking with Nigel from the Eastgate Bookshop. I'm so really excited to have a chat with Nigel and talk about all the happenings at the Eastgate Bookshop and how they got here, for goodness sake. Oh, it's so exciting. Meantime, let's have a little bit of a theme going on with songs that talk about writing. So this is Sam Smith with Writing on the Wall.
I wanna feel love.
Sam Smith and Writing on the Wall. Writings on the Wall. Well, the writing's on the wall, and it's on the streets of Totnes, it's on the cardboard boxes, it's on cars, but it's actually at the East Gate Bookshop. And we'll be talking to Nigel at 8:15 this morning. If you've just tuned in, this is Julie Mullen on 102.5 FM, the full Totnes breakfast show. And shortly, we'll be joined by Martin Seeger, who will tell you whether you can go out and have a swim on the streets or, I don't know, or something else. Meantime, I think it's, let's keep the theme to writing. So let's have the Beatles. Does that need any introduction? I don't think so. The Beatles and Paperback Writer. You're probably wondering how Martin is, because he had a really bad back yesterday and was laid up on tablets and everything. But he has rushed to the helm to give us the weather, the life, everything really. Martin, now I think it's time for this, don't you?
It's the full gym, 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 Totnes breakfast.
There you go, Martin. Thank you for that.
Okay, no worries. That's took me by surprise, that one. Anyway, yeah, good morning.
Hello.
Time for the weather, which has been horrible. I think we've probably all heard that rain or got, unfortunately, had to experience it if we had to be out in it. Really dreadful, and it's not too great today, I'm afraid. Heavy rain at times. A band will spread eastwards during the morning, turning heavy and thundery in places. It's likely to turn dry for a time around the middle of the day, so if you're getting your dog out or needing to have a bit of a break outside, that's the time to aim for lunchtime, I think, before rain returns later in the day. Maximum temperature 17 degrees. The good news is that tomorrow, after a wet evening and wet night, it's going to be a cloudy and damp start, but apparently sky is going to quickly brightening and we're going to have a dry and sunny day, though it will be colder tomorrow. But yeah, today warmer, but lots of rain.
Lots of rain. Get your Wellingtons and your... This is a great day to go to a bookshop, don't you think?
I think so.
And that's... play the piano, maybe.
Yes, but certainly be inside.
Now, I have to rush to the next one, don't I? I have to find my friend. Here she comes.
Seamless.
Thank you, Di Levy. Well, we're sort of in love with that, aren't we? We're in love with that. That crazy Martian landing.
Looking down at Totnes.
And you're probably wondering where the other, the full Totnes breakfast show came from. Well, I suppose when you're a man on your back feeling pain, you've got to do something, have you?
Yeah, it was quite fun. Anyway, traffic news. On a more serious note, around Totnes itself, it seems to be all right. No reports of anything too terrible. But near Newton Abbot on the A380 between the Penn Inn and Iddeford Dip, there are roadworks and there's heavy traffic in both directions. Also on the A38 around Chudley, I think we've had a few reports of that over the week. Chudley Knighton, heading towards Exeter, the traffic is slow moving. And probably less affecting Totnes people, but on the M5 southbound around Exeter, there are two lanes blocked due to an accident and the traffic is very slow. So there we go.
Great. Thank you so much, Martin. Thank you for that roundup. And Martin will be back to put you in the know for the What's On. So let's have a little bit of Nina before we give Nigel a ring.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for. I don't please. Liz Taylor is not a star high. And even Lana Turner smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows? My baby just cares for me.
A little bit of Nina Simone to take us up there to the moment of truth when we find out about the magic of books in this fantastic town of Totnes. And if you've just tuned in, it's Julie Mullen on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show. And I'm about to connect with Nigel. I'm sure there's a song about Nigel, isn't there? Not this Nigel, but we shall find it. So let's... Nina Simone, thank you so much. This is a fabulous song. Maybe someone will come up to the bookshop and do this song. Brilliant, Nina Simone, for you. So now it's time of that moment, the magical moment of truth, where we see if I've entered a wrong number. It's ringing. This is good.
Hello.
Hi, Nigel. It's Julie here on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. Thank you so much for coming on the programme to tell us all about your fantastic bookshop on the Totnes High Street, the Eastgate Bookshop. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
So I got the blurb from Claire last night. Thank you for that. So quite a romantic story from all accounts. And as the story unfolded, I was thinking, I love these people. So tell me where you were based in, you know, when you bumped into Claire at Ottica's, where was that? Yes. Was that Swindon or where was that?
That was Salisbury.
Salisbury, ah.
Yeah, so that's where Ottica's, but before they sort of merged into Waterstones, they had a head office there. And I'd come up through being an unpacker in Llandudno in North Wales, and went through my sort of covering for a few shops around the country, and then finally got myself into the head office as a sort of assistant buyer, and then Claire had come over from W.H. Smith's to work also at the head office, and so I was really looking at new product lines. So they made their own sort of commissioned their own books, so they'd have like unique books in their Ottica's.
Okay.
So we met and bought a house.
Do you see what books can do? Books can change lives.
It did change mine quite a lot.
Yeah. That's absolutely fantastic story of you two meeting around books. And who was really behind the move to Totnes, you or Claire?
Oh, that's a good question. But we both, Ottica's used to run the book offer of Ways with Words in Dartington. So I'd come up to help there and then hadn't been to Dartington before and was fairly stunned by it. And my sister lives just outside Ivy Bridge.
Okay.
She arranged to meet me in Totnes for a coffee. Again, I'd never heard of Totnes. And just instantly fell in love with it. And was a little starstruck, shall we say.
Yeah.
And wasn't what I was used to, being a young man growing up in a council house just outside Stockport. So I was like, wow!
Yeah.
Some sort of heaven. So tried to get a job here, and luckily did with a company called NHBS, which work on the industrial estate. They're called Natural History Book Services. Really good sort of a company that sells all over the world, specializes in natural history books and natural history surveillance and monitoring equipment, and back detectors right down to a pond dipping nets, or even
sounds amazing.
Even netting that you can drag behind boats to sort out microplastics and things. So we're a very great company. So I came to work with them, and when we moved down here, also thinking it was a great place to bring up children, which I'm sure a lot of people do think that.
Yes, they're right. Absolutely. Yeah, and so when was that exactly? When did you actually get that job in Totnes?
I'm rubbish with dates. Let's just say it was about
6 years ago, 7 years ago.
2007.
Oh, that was 2007. Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. When you first came to Totnes with my job with NHBS.
Oh, that's brilliant. So along the way, Claire tells me, I love it that Claire tells me. Claire tells me that you also you were a tennis coach at one point, and you joined a Dartington, is that right? The bookshop on the Market Square.
So NHBS were fantastic. There was no bad on them, but I just felt I'd moved to a new town. And when I was NHBS, it was very online, and you would often, you know, really your customers could be anywhere in the world, which is amazing. But actually, I just wanted to be in town and meet people.
Yeah.
And a job came off at Totnes Bookshop. So I did apply, and I got that. Yeah, that was maybe, I don't know when that was, 2009 or eight, says Claire.
She's in the background keeping you in place.
That was 2008. And eventually, after a while, I guess because of my experience with books, I was manager of that for a while. And Claire wanted to retrain as a midwife
from
her job, which wasn't really sort of fulfilling her. So to do that, we realised I needed to be flexible. So then I got an LTA-affiliated tennis coach qualification a long time ago. So I thought, well, I'll do that. Started going into schools, trying to get children introduced to tennis, which was a lot of fun. And we did that for a few years. Yeah. And then Clara qualified to be the midwife. And then I sort of looked for work again. Went back to NHBS. I can't think what happened then. Then we suddenly had this COVID thing.
God, yeah, absolutely. But by then you'd actually, between you, the magic of books, I bet there's a little magician in Totnes that's kind of at your house every night saying, listen, you two, you've got to get back to your books. You've got to get back to those books. You had a birth. The Eastgate Bookshop was born. And how exciting is that?
It's amazing. And I think that magician, or I would say a knack, has been drumming away at my brain for ages saying, you really should open a bookshop. But when you look at it, it's terrifying.
Of course.
Yeah, we haven't got a safety net of money. We've got mortgage, we've got children. We got no sort of finances to if it didn't work financially, basically what I'm saying is, we're kind of in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
So it's always sort of held us back a little bit. So two things happened. I suppose COVID happened, which meant a lot of people weren't renting property. So landlords might not have looked at us normally because they had other offers, but they were, for the very rare time, I think it was a rent market where they wanted us to come and take occupation of unlet premises, where normally you'd be clamouring with four or five people wanting it. So that helped. And then, COVID. And then also, slightly unexpectedly, they didn't say it would be forever, but Totnes Bookshop shut.
Yes.
Which was a very, which we were like, oh, it seemed to be like, when you get those now or never moments?
Absolutely. What a strong sign.
So you get the now or never moments, and we kind of thought this was our now or never moment.
Well, I'm glad that you took it and grabbed it with both hands. But what I love about your website and everything that Claire sort of sent me on Messenger is this enthusiasm that you both have, clearly. And I love the fact that you're turning upstairs into a sort of, hangout place, and a piano is going to be there. And is that already opened?
The piano's there. It's a pretty... we had some fantastic piano movers that helped. They did it. They moved our piano in and upstairs and our house out at the front garden onto the road. And one of the chaps moving started playing a little piece of music, which I think I recognised from maybe a Laurent Hardy film. And we just managed to video that. And that's a fantastic little piece of going into the shot. So he's moving it and he's playing the piano, and it's sort of, it's very good. So we got that. We had to level it with the help of Grandad, who's brilliant at this sort of thing. And then we just went to tune it, which we're nearly ready to tune it. So it's kind of there. It's got some armchairs around it and it's all looking really nice up there eventually. It's taken us a long time, but yeah, we just like make that a nice hangout place, like you say, where people maybe sit and read a book. Just put some art on the walls, you know, there'll be some more books up there, classics and art and philosophy and more poetry will go up there in the room. So we'd have it'd be really nice to have that space just as a little add-on, you know, to if people want to sort of have a little sit down or...
I think it's... Nigel, I think it's absolutely fantastic that you're doing that. But I only had to look at your website to realise your passion for books and the colour and the flavours that come out from your website. I love the fact that you've got people telling us what their favourite books are. And, enthusiasm for me is absolutely everything. And you have got it there, right there, not just in the shop as you walk in and... you know, are met by all these books, but actually, you know, on the website as well, which is really helpful to... How did you put that site together? Was that just someone locally who...
Well,
or you?
It's a template, but not sort of the colours there are. So it's just you can get these things out of just one Squarespace. Mm-hmm. So you basically, they host, you kind of... through them, but then you can change all the colours and drop in the photographs and make it look how you want it to look. And we just, I think we just wanted it to look, because we just wanted it to look really sort of bold. And I think, in a way, it started with that picture on the homepage, which is of the East Gates.
Yeah.
There's some really nice colours in there.
It's absolutely really strong.
Yeah, it was kind of, because it wasn't a bright, sunny day or anything when I thought that, but we sort of tuck in, it's got really lovely creams, and it's got all sorts, it's got some burgundy in it, and it's, that's really nice. And then we had the green in the shop already with the bookshelves, so we had that as a colour theme going through then. That's nice that you've noticed that, because we tried to make it simple, but really quite bold.
No, I think it really, it certainly sang out to me, Nigel, in a really strong way. And I love it that it's just so easy to navigate and it's helpful. And immediately all the books just tumble out at you. I want to get a little bit to the events as well that you've created. You see, to me, I feel like I'm completely in alignment with you, because years ago when I was on a poetry writing forum, I wrote this poem about... in my head, a cafe called The Word Cafe. And within this cafe, this poem sort of emerged, where it was a place where people would come off the streets and sit around and hear poetry, talk words. Also in the space was an instrument or two or three or four or five, a cello and a violin and piano and blah blah blah. People could just come in and people could just come in.
Cello as well.
Yeah, and upstairs was Guru Lemongrass, and Guru Lemongrass was the healer. So I thought, okay, we got the words, we got the music, we got the healer. So you're just missing one trick, which is Guru Lemongrass. But I love it that
you find Guru Lemongrass upon
there. I love it that you've created my dream. Thank you, but. Also, these events, now coming up is Robin Innes, or Ince, is it?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Connect, because I know, because I've seen the little advert on his page, that he is doing gazillion bookshops all across the country.
He is doing a big tour, We grabbed him as quick as we could.
I think that's fantastic. So that's on the 26th at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 11 o'clock, Tuesday at the Totnes Cinema.
Fabulous.
That's already had a lot of interest. That's going to be really busy. And we had Philip Reeve there before, which was great. So it's really nice to be able to have a space that's bigger than ours, that says Tea and Cakes.
Yeah.
That we can have events in.
And Jane Hughes is so open, because I performed there on Sunday as part of the Word Cafe. And we had tea and cake. Well, we didn't actually. We had a naughty vodka martini, whatever it is, espresso martini. But it was great fun to be there. So I love it that you've connected with them, and you've got him coming along. Tell me, for people listening in Totnes, Dartington, and across the world, hopefully, tell me why you think that his book is top sausage. What is it about his book?
Oh, well, yeah. I've heard him doing his Infinity Chimp with Professor Infinite Monkey Cage, I think that's what it's called. Claire keeps just making sure I'm saying the right thing.
Yeah, don't worry. No, Professor Cox, isn't it?
Professor Cox, yeah. I have heard some of those. He's basically just saying that we should be curious and we should be interested. I think he's probably going to say we should be curious and interested in facts and science rather than curious and interested in non-facts. And I suppose it'll be interesting to hear what he says about that, because there might even be there some people who might challenge him. I don't know.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
It could be, because I mean, there's quite a lot of them, especially in Totnes around.
Oh, there's definitely that element.
Vaccinations, but you know, I mean, there is quite a lot of, because he'll be saying, I'm sure he'll be saying the science is strong. Work, but you can have side effects. He's not saying it's perfect. He's not saying anything is perfect, because I guess science is based often on percentage risk, isn't it? So your percentage risk, he was safe of having the vaccination, didn't make you safer than percentage risk of having a bad reaction to the vaccination. But I'm sure, it could be a lively debate. I don't know. It could be everyone agreeing with him. But I suppose that's a great thing about having an open forum and a discussion.
Yeah,
around a book like that.
That's really exciting. So just to make sure that everyone out there knows about it. So this Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the cinema, he will be in situ. How do people get tickets? Are they...
We need to maybe email them so we can put them on a list.
Is it a free event?
It is free, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's a free event.
So it's a free event at the... Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, we'll have you info at eastgatebookshop.co.uk or use the contact form. I think he's just encouraging people, and he's also trying to say that don't be frightened by science. I think that's what he's saying in that
exactly
book. And it's for everyone, not just the, when you say we ask the experts, I guess he's saying, well, if the resources are there for you to be well informed yourself and not be scared and have a go with science, I think it's just encouraging people to be more curious and interested.
We'll definitely put it out there. And tell me a little bit about, just we've only got 2 more minutes, but the events. I know that Claire is mad about children's, passionate about children's books, and you love the history kind of element.
Natural history.
It's a fine combination. What sort of events have you got up your sleeve, or is it secret?
Oh, that's a good question. They're probably a secret. No, I am chasing someone at the moment to come and try and get an event this side of Christmas, which will be quite lively, discursive, and potentially controversial and a bit political.
Okay.
It'll be fun. And that's one of our books of the year. And I have got back to him and said we might try, and we're going to try. Jenny's just brushing her teeth before going to school.
I know you've got 3 children. Can you just tell me their ages, just so I'm in the picture?
Yeah, 13, 11, and 9.
And their names?
Oliver, Joe, and Jenny.
Hello to you out there. I'm so pleased that you agreed to come on. I hope I didn't bamboozle you. We love it that you're here, and there's a lot of magic around your shop and your website, and I wholeheartedly encourage people to support you in every way they can.
Thank you very much.
And
So far they have. I mean, we've been overwhelmed.
That's brilliant.
The support we get from people.
Well, you deserve it.
Holidaymakers, it's been lovely. It's been one of the nicest things we've ever done. Terrifying, but ultimately, it's been really, really, it's hard work, but it's been really, really lovely.
Yeah.
Seeing the support of the town and being part of the town is fantastic for us.
Well, we believe in you, and we know that you're here for ever and ever. Amen. So thank you to both for being on the show, for you, Nigel, for being on the show, and to Claire for all the information. And I shall pop by and hope to meet both of you.
Oh, that'd be lovely, yeah.
Okay, and I'll definitely come to the event. I'll send you details and I'll connect with you. But I'll come to the event.
Yeah, come along to that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, thanks, and, Nigel.
Can I sign it to our newsletter? On our website, yes. If you want to know the news of, that's where we put news of new events up first.
I just did that this morning at 7:30. I sent you my email address, so that's my...
Great. You'll be on the list for the next newsletter.
Fantastic.
That's where all the news goes, obviously.
Great. Okay. Brilliant. We'll definitely encourage lots of people to come on Tuesday. And but all the very best with this endeavour, because it's a fantastic endeavour and we're pleased you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much.
Bye-bye, Nigel.
Have a lovely day.
And you too. Bye-bye. It's so lovely to speak to Nigel from the Eastgate Bookshop. And I think it's time for a little bit of Do You Only Love? Oh, and it's Ben Howard. He was born here in Totnes. I think that's the truth.
Darling, you're with me, always around me. Only love me, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love me, only love. Give me shelter, or show me heart. Come on, love. Watch me fall apart. And I'll be yours to keep. A wind in the shadow, well sung in the deep. A wind in the shadow, well sung. Darling, you with me, always around me. Only love, mom, only love. Darling, I feel you under my body. Only love, mom, only love. Give me shelter, oh, show me heart. Come on, love. Watch me fall apart, watch me fall apart.
Only love. Little bit of homegrown. So we've had Magic Books from the Eastgate Bookshop in Totnes with Nigel and Claire out there delivering babies. So she does babies and books and children. Oh, I love her. So that's a bit of Ben Howard. We should try and get Ben Howard on the show, shouldn't we? Do you think that's possible? I bet someone out there knows him. Get in contact, would you? And we're going to connect to the wonderful roving reporter at, well, we're not sure where she'll be actually. She could be at Bantham. She could be anywhere. She's roving.
It's the full shift. 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 Totnet's breakfast.
Yeah. So it's the full Totnet's breakfast on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. And we're going to get Susie David on the blower. Or Martin is. Is she there? Oh. No. She's not.
Is she out of range? Let's try it again. We could try on WhatsApp. I'll give that again.
Tell you what, we'll have a little bit of Kate while we get her on. Kate's good coming on at the last minute. Come on, Kate. Kate Bush, thank you so much. We were just getting you on just so we connect now with Susie David. Susie David, our fantastic roaming reporter, and seaweed everywhere. Susie, have you got seaweed on your head?
Well, I have, but only because I'm in the studio and I'm working with seaweed at the moment. We have technical issues here, and so I'm broadcasting live from my studio.
Well, that's what I want to hear.
Oh, good.
How is your studio this fine, wet morning?
It's gorgeous. I've got, I'm surrounded by seaweed, which is lovely. I've also got magic seaweed live on their webcam. So it's looking down at Bantham from Folly Farm. And I can report there's no one on the sea today.
Oh.
No traffic on the sea.
No traffic at all on the sea. No.
It's 5 to 8 foot and it's about 40 miles an hour winds.
Good God.
Yeah, although it's quite warm, it feels quite warm, but the sea temperature is 15 degrees centigrade.
Well, So thank God you're not going in for a swim, otherwise we'd never see you again.
I know. It would have been pretty touch and go.
Now, tell me about this studio. So, you're in the wilds, aren't you? Not very far from Bantham.
Not very far from Bantham, yeah.
Tell me about your studio. Any ghosts or ghoulies? Ghouls?
No, is that what you're talking about today? Ghosts and ghoulies?
Well, just ghosts, really.
No ghosts.
So who does the painting, then? If it's not ghosts, who does it? Is it you?
Well, I do, but there are ghost prints.
Ah, okay, I get it. So what's your plan? Now, roving reporter of the weather, thank you for filling us in as to what's going on out there in the wilds near Bantham. It sounds very hairy. So tell me what your day will be like today, Susie David.
Well, I'll be working in the studio, hunkered down out of the very strong winds and... I think until last light, which is at 6:47 PM, so they say tonight.
Yeah.
I think there's lightning forecast as well.
My God, we're getting everything in Devon.
We're getting everything, but I think tomorrow is going to be much better.
Okay. Well, it's an orchestra of weather. We love talking to you in the morning, Susie David, and whenever you can do this, we just love it. We eat it up. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I hope to be back out by the sea tomorrow morning. So
fabulous. All right, then. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Lovely. Bye, Julie.
Bye. Bye-bye. We love Susie David. Thank you for that. That is an orchestra of weather going on at Bantam Beach. Now, Elton John's just got in there because he's like that. He's quite pushy. So we'll have Elton. And then Martin's going to be telling us what's on, including the fab event put on by the Eastgate Bookshop this Tuesday at the Totnes Cinema. So we'll hear more about that. Una momento. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man, burning out his fuse out of every home. And I think it's gonna be fact is cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand is just my job. Elton John and Rocket Man. Love that song. And that was Susie David in the wilds near Bantam Beach at her studio. She's got seaweed for a hat. Well, that's what I say. But no, she'll be beavering away in her studio. She's a fantastic artist, poet, writer, philosopher, and sea salt roving reporter. We love that. So let's have a little bit more of the...
It's the full dip. 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 Let's breakfast.
You know when you get a toy and you can't stop playing with it? That's that jingle. So over to Martin Seeger, who's going to tell us what's on.
Good morning again. So, yes, what's on? Well... we've got, I thought we'd have a look at the Totnes Cinema at the minute today. We've got Coffee and Cocktails at Totnes Cinema, which is at 10 in the morning this morning on Wednesday. Yes, it is. There it is. No, it isn't. I think I'm misreading this. It's strange. The picture's there and it says no. At 11 o'clock today, we've got the Mid-August Lunch, the Romany Revisited film, which looks fantastic. We've also got The Alpinist on tonight at 8 p.m. So, of course, that's what they mean. Coffee and cocktails all the time, of course. You can have yes, that's a great thing. We've got a fantastic bar at the Totnes Cinema. On Alpinist again on Thursday. And on Friday, yes, we have some coffee and cocktails that evening, I believe.
Yeah, that's the one that I was talking to Jane about. Hughes about. Okay. Yeah, so you've got to try Justin's espresso martini.
Martinis, yeah, yes,
so
yes.
They're doing a kind of, you know, drop your shopping or come from work and huddle down at the cinema on Friday evenings, pre the film, obviously, or stay for the film. It sounds very luxurious.
But of course, this Friday is No Time to Die, but unfortunately sold out. I see on their website, yes. So, oh dear, it's all sorts of sold outs there. So I'm not sure if No Time to Die is going to work.
I think Jane said they're going to be putting on a few more.
That's good news. Great stuff.
So we'll link that, because we're talking about the cinema, Robin Ince's 100 Bookshops Tour. So in connection with the Eastgate Bookshop in Totnes, so to celebrate the publication of Robin Ince's new book, The Importance of Being Interested, Adventures in Scientific Curiosity. So the award-winning comedian is setting out on a tour of talks and book signings at 100 independent bookshops around the UK. And The Observer says of this book, Ince makes profound and funny reflections on our tiny lives in a massive universe. And The Independent says, the importance of being interested is sparkling. It made my brain throb at times, but it also made it buzz. Yowza! So fantastic. As Nigel was saying, you can sign up to receiving information from the bookshop in Totnes on their website. So do that. It's very simple. I did it this morning at 7:30. And you don't have to do it in the morning at 7:30. You can do it any time you like. So do sign up. But also, if you're interested in joining the party that is with him, the comedian himself, at 11 o'clock, the Totnes Cinema, then just send information on their contact sheet and tell them that you want tickets, and just obviously designate how many tickets you are looking for, and I'm sure they'll get back to you to confirm that. So is there anything else happening in the fabulous...
I thought I could mention a couple of other things. Ashburton Arts this weekend, Saturday the 23rd, there's Midnight Sky Racer. It's an Anglo-Irish quintet, boasts powerhouse vocals and driving mandolin, virtuoso banjo playing, and delicate vocal rock-solid bass grooves, fiddle and dobra, and lightning guitar playing. So that looks really good fun.
Ooh.
On Sunday, Justin Kahn, who does electronics, works with electronics involving chaotic feedback systems and placing his body in the circuit flow.
Oh my goodness.
That sounds extraordinary. That's at 7:30 on Sunday. So they're both at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday, respectively. But also, a big reminder, today, down at the Bay Horse, Adrian Birtwell's hosting, of course, the music launch pad. We've got two fantastic performers performing at 8, Steve Jenner, at 9, Selena Mara. So this is tonight at the Bay Horse.
Okay, so brilliant, Martin. I have a very creaky mic stand today for some reason. It's kind of going... and if you could just bring up the if you don't mind, Friday's event with Spork...
Okay,
yeah, so on Friday, I shall be performing 5 minutes of poetry as part of their mentorship group that I've been involved in, which has been really, really exciting. And a big thumbs up to Chris White of Spork for organising all of that. So there are four of us, but we're like the support act for Mr. Peter Bearder. And Martin's going to get some info for you about that. But meantime, it just leaves me really to, before we get that info, we can always flag it up tomorrow as well. But so it's at the Phoenix Theatre in Exeter this Friday. Poetry. And fab kind of selection.
Here it is. Pete the Temp. Yes.
Pete the Temp
is performing, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to be his support, but Pete the Temp is really worth checking out this Friday at Exeter. So get your tickets. So just leaves me to say thank you, huge thank you to Nigel from the Eastgate Bookshop in Totnes. It's so important to support our independent bookshops. So please pop in, go and buy all your Crimbo presents, birthday presents, and just because you love books, go and get yourself a new book. Throw your Kindle away and think about all the events they're creating. And then they've got a piano upstairs, for goodness sake. Next, they'll be getting cello, poetry. Oh, who knows? So, dare I play that jingle again? I don't think so. We have.
I think you've overdosed.
We've overdosed on that jingle. But I will say that, yes, thank you to Nigel. Thank you to Martin Seeger for the weather and traffic and what's on. Thank you to Susie David for our intrepid explorer and daily swimmer, usually, but she's not going today. Tomorrow we have a conversation in art. So be there for Joe. Okay. Right. So let's go out with a little bit of the Sultans of Swing. Ta-da!
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blow in that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans.